Regardless of who's in charge of policy, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will likely remain a top priority for the Obama administration. Peace talks have been stalled lately, in no small measure because rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have been at each other's throats. Now, after years of fruitless negotiations, officials from both groups say they will sign a reconciliation agreement next week in Cairo. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Demonstrators in Ramallah today chanted slogans in support of Palestinian unity. A young Fatah member said this is fantastic news for all Palestinians, regardless of their political affiliation or where they live.
I think every Palestinian here in Ramallah and in Gaza supports the reconciliation because it represents our unity, and we cannot be freed out of the Israeli occupation without the reconciliation.
Israeli leaders say the Palestinian Authority is about to make a big mistake by choosing peace with Hamas instead of peace with Israel. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said making peace with both is impossible because of Hamas's stated goal of destroying the state of Israel. Speaking to reporters today, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas responded to that criticism, saying the Hamas leadership and the group's members cannot simply be ignored.
I cannot exclude them, like or dislike, agree with them or disagree with them. They are our people, a part of our people.
The rift between Hamas and Fatah is no small thing. The two have been locked in a bitter factional dispute for 5 years. Hundreds of Palestinians have died as a result. Now there are big unanswered questions about what an interim unity government would mean. Would it be willing to talk peace with Israel? What would combined Palestinian national security forces look like, given that they too are divided geographically and ideologically? Would these forces, for example, continue their security cooperation with the Israeli military in the West Bank? But Fatah official Hossam Zumlot says there is some certainty here already. He says Hamas has agreed to three fundamentals.
No violence, 67 borders, and we will go back to negotiations once the grounds are different and the process is genuine.
In other words, the same principles espoused by President Abbas and supported in Washington would remain in effect during an interim Palestinian government. Zumlot adds that this reconciliation deal is intended to be a first step towards something much bigger, and it deserves widespread support.
We know our responsibilities, and I believe the agreement that was struck in Cairo yesterday delivers most, if not all, of the goods that the international community would require. This is a time when the international community gives us a chance, because we, the Palestinians, have been known and we have the history to support this, to be a democratic society.
The White House is being cautious about the news, saying it welcomes Palestinian reconciliation on terms which promote peace. But the U.S. still considers Hamas a terrorist organization, and the congresswoman who controls foreign aid has already threatened to, quote, re-examine U.S. funding to the Palestinian government. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.